I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for. The sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keurig. Presented by G2G Bars. On 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back. It is it's Unrivaled 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell.
Why are we not doing the show in the hot tub?
Well, there's some
Why are we not doing that?
There's some electronic situation that they don't Jeremy's like, "Go ahead."
Well, I mean, we don't have to put the electronics in the
hot
tub.
Just put the
what would happen
on,
if our if
run
our microphone...
the cables back. You're good.
Lee, who's our tech here on site. Lee, if we had the headphones on, would that still kill us if it dropped in the water? Oh, he's giving us a look. Like, we're not even going to have this conversation.
Don't drop it.
What
if
I
signed
something? Jeremy just says, don't drop it. Just go ahead and don't drop that cord in the water.
We can just put little floaties on the cord.
That's like somebody goes,
let it float.
I really love making toast, but in the bath. yes, we are at Hot Tub Factory Outlets, trying not to do the show from a hot tub. They do on the factory floor, on the showroom floor, they have swim spas that are full of water. You can check out and see how deep these things are and how amazing they are. They have a 16-foot model here, and then they have seven other swim spa models there in a showroom, a swim spa showroom. Every spa sold this weekend is going to be 25 to 35% off. You're going to get an electric scooter along with it. It's those fat tire ones. Those are $2,500, Scott. Those things are awesome. They'll actually carry me around. But this is the time to do it. There are a few sold stickers on the ones that are here on the showroom floor. So come down and take advantage. People are already doing it. 35% off MSRP on some of these models. So come check it out right here in Draper, east of Cowabunga Bay. Joining us right now on the program, he is Matt Biamonte, Cougar Sports Saturday. What's going on, Matt?
Just hanging out in my garage. Spent the entire day power washing, spring cleaning. So I'm just enjoying a nice garage before it gets dirty again in a couple of weeks.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, yes.
Was that part of the honey-do list for a Memorial Day weekend?
No, it wasn't. It was on my own list. My wife probably would have let it just turn into a shed. I don't know. So I had to take advantage of the opportunity Memorial Day weekend and clean this thing up. So it's feeling good.
Love it, dude.
Are you the type of person that has to have your house like kind of in order, cleanliness, you know, things straightened up, or you can't function?
I can't function. I'm a little OCD in that regard. It's been, I got to tell you, it's been tricky with a 2.5-year-old who just terrorizes the place. Like, he'll run circles around the kitchen, throw towels down, just throw things on the floor. So, I'm a little OCD.
Yeah, old Cooper. Yeah, love little Cooper running around, throwing some things around. Matt, we've got some stuff to jump into here. One, let's just get this out of the way because you're one of our unicorn. Oh, we have a lot of unicorns who work with us. But a unicorn Utah native Laker fan. Help us out. How's the bandwagon going? And now that you're out of the playoffs, I mean, this has got to be outperforming what your expectations were for this team after the trade deadline, right? Come on.
Yeah, I think any Laker fan would be thrilled with the outcome of the season, even though they didn't get to the finals. And anytime you have Bron and AD, I think that's the goal. But considering how they started and the mess that they were with Westbrook and Pat Beverly, just a really odd team to start the year, how it all came together. And I think the most important thing, we'll have to see what happens this summer. If the Lakers can obtain Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura, who looked very good in the playoffs, guys that I don't think are ever going to lead you to a championship, but are key people to having a championship-type team, obtain those guys, I feel better about the future than I ever have for the Lakers. A lot, considering like they were heading for a full-blown rebuild when LeBron retires. Who knows if that'll be this offseason. I don't think it will be, but it was a great year. And that sweep against Denver, that was a really competitive series where three of those four games could have easily went the Lakers' way. They didn't LeBron in particular, guys, didn't make winning plays at the end of the series, and I think that's why they got swept by Denver.
Speaking of LeBron, you don't think he's going to retire this offseason. When does he retire?
I mean, what did he drop, like 40 points in game four and looked great? Even though his second half, I think he certainly looked tired. I think he's got another 2 years. This, to me, seemed like a ploy that does with the media to put a little pressure on the Lakers front office to try and make some moves. And Lakers fan, I hope that they don't make any crazy, like, I know that Kyrie's been floated out there. That would be a disaster. Bring back the group that you had last year. Maybe if they can add a shooter, they could be right back in the mix. But that to me felt really like something he's done in Cleveland and in Miami, and even with LA, where he's trying to posture a little bit to get them to do things. He's still too good, and I still think that he wants to play with his son Bronny, who's USC, so I don't think LeBron's retiring. That'd be a shock if he retired, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think it would be a shock if he retired. I mean,
why?
I guess if you say, well, because he looks old, he looks slow, he looks like he doesn't have much left, and a lot of these guys, it feels like to me the only reason he'd actually continue playing is so he could play with his son, but he'd have to have, I think, very massively loaded load management 2 seasons. Uh-huh. I think you really have to, you know, just be really careful how he played him. He's a great player, and it's been unbelievable the things that he's been able to accomplish. But you know, it feels like the end isn't too far off.
See the trade rumor put out by the Ringer, Kevin O'Connor of the Ringer, about him wanting to go to Golden State. There's some posturing where he would want to go play with Steph, which he's made abundantly clear that he loves Steph. And he's tight with Draymond Green, we know that. And I think the Warriors are in an interesting situation where he's making too much money. He doesn't fit in with that group. Not the craziest thing I've ever heard. LeBron going to Golden State and the Lakers taking back Jordan Poole, Kuminga, maybe you have to throw Wiggins in there to make the salaries work, but I kind of think it's a win-win for both teams to send LeBron to Golden State.
I love this, like, I love this idea of like being like, hey, it's not working in LA. Where's another place I can win a title like in 5 seconds? But I told you that I don't know what the time frame would be because Bronny's going to be a senior next year, right? Isn't that kind of so? He's going to be a senior next year, and then you've got yourself. I don't think he's even good enough to be a one-and-done guy unless it's just like one. You're a couple years removed, maybe even 3 years removed from Bronny and LeBron being able to play together. One, it sounds a little bit far-stretched, but I was thinking to myself, it's not at Golden State. It's not at L.A. It's when an expansion team hits Las Vegas or even Seattle that Bronny and his dad end up playing on a team, because he's gonna go play for this new Vegas expansion. They're gonna look to kind of put a name out there for themselves, and the way they do it, father son duo, even if the son's not that good.
I could see that. And Vegas makes all the sense in the world. I want the Sonics back, but I don't see LeBron playing in Seattle. I know you love Seattle. You love the Pacific Northwest, Alex.
No,
but
we don't want him.
You see that
before
happening?
Before the team's even formed, it's not good enough. All right, that's what I'm saying. It's not good enough for us. We want better than LeBron. Come on.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's move on to some football, some BYU stories and some football. These portal camps that are popping up that other teams are doing, I mean, on paper it sounds really good. What are the, like, what is Kalani and his staff trying to figure out with these transfer portal camps that they're holding, and how does it work along with kind of whatever rules are out there on trying to get guys to come to play for you?
Camps sounds like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It just, the Why? Portal is absolutely out of control. Portal camps. I think BYU and any right now is trying to figure out just how to stabilize the current landscape of college football. And portal is such a crazy place, as we've seen you as the level of USC or Colorado, but they've turned their roster over a lot. Thirds of their roster are going to be new, like, players that fans are not familiar with. Like, you go across the offense.
Hold on a minute. BYU needs all the help they can get from the transfer portal, because a traditional person just coming into BYU and somebody who they want to be able to see if they're a fit, getting them to kind of basically do a tryout in front of you sounds like a win-win, dude.
What happened to game tape, though? It's a little over the top to have, okay, you got to go all these camps as a high school player to even get on the radar. It's camps, camps, camps. You're doing camps all the time. Like, BYU football is about to start a month of high school camps. And then landed a place, it doesn't work out. Then you got to go try out again a portal camp to see if it should be about the tape. I think the other thing that gets lost in this too, guys, isn't necessarily a fun topic to discuss, but it is reality. How much more can you put on coaches? It's like, college football coaches have been stretched like they've never been stretched before. Basically recruiting your own team every year. You've got to recruit the high school levels. Now you've got to have portal camps to evaluate how to fill holes in your roster, plus coach a season. There's no downtime for coaches anymore. It feels like we're going to be burning coaches out all the time. I don't know. I don't see the need for portal camps. We've had plenty of portal movement without the camps. So, I don't know. I don't see why it's necessary. You like it, Alex?
I absolutely love it.
Scott
and
likes
I do.
It.
And the and here's why I do, Matt. And your point about coaches being stretched is well taken, and it's a very valid point. And I mean, these coaches are, their life is recruiting, and probably more than anything they do. What I like about it, especially at a place like BYU, where it's a unique place. I mean, there aren't many universities like BYU in the country, and you having a chance to bring someone in to really get to know them, to talk to them, to kind of see if they fit the culture, if they fit the it's like when you go buy a new car, having an opportunity to kind of take it for a test drive, kick the tires. I think it shortens, because not every portal transfer is a home run, and making sure that, you know, you at least are minimizing some of the, you know, the duds that you might find in the portal. I mean, even on the, you know, the whole tape side of things, the coaches still miss all the time. I mean, the film is not just the end all be all either. So, looking at the tape and then bringing the player in and working them out, I think you get a really good sense of who they are and what they're all about.
Isn't that what an official visit's for?
You don't get a workout. You don't. I mean. An official visit, he's like, here, go hang out with the guys for a minute and go go talk to the coach and we'll take you to dinner. I think it's a little bit more involved and a little bit, more realistic as to what it's going to be like when you're actually on the team.
I don't buy it, guys.
You know what then, Matt? You know what then? You know what you deserve? Is you can't go cover them when they have them, okay? So when they have the transfer portal camp, are you kidding? Listen, your Cougar Sports Saturday is cutting edge on getting interviews, possibly some of these other guys. And if you could sit down with a guy who is like, we talked to him at the portal, the transfer portal camp, and you're not going to take advantage of that, you'll be the biggest fan of transfer portal camps on the planet. I don't know what Mitch feels about these, but I would.
And he'll be eating it up.
Come on.
What was your 40 time at the portal camp? Were you able to shit like? Are you down to four? You shave a half second off
the portal camp. Your portal camp bench press.
So in the NFL, they bring guys in all the time. The NFL brings players
in.
They bring NFL players in.
We're talking about the NFL.
These are players that – it's the same thing, though. It's getting a look at a player and getting a feel for them and seeing with your own eyes and watching right in front of the player how they move, how they look, how they react to things. I think it's invaluable to kind of get that look. I think it's a way of actually improving the portal, because I don't think every player in the transfer portal – is worth having a scholarship. There's a lot of guys out there that probably aren't that good, and just having that look, I think, is a great thing.
Matt Biamonte, Cougar Sports Saturday. You can hear him every Saturday, right? Oh, let me hear it. Yeah.
How do you? I mean, I think Utah fans are stoked with Isaac Wilson committing to Utah, right? But he hasn't. Wilson's skill set has not been what Utah's had at quarterback for a while. Tell me on him fitting into Utah's offense.
Well, hold on a minute. Like, Cam Rising has, I think, a lot of the same qualities that, like, a Zach Wilson does.
He's bigger, but I mean, like, but Cam Rising.
No, but I'm saying, I think that, like, this is a guy who, look.
Well, I don't think Andy Ludwig would want to run any quarterback like you've run. Cam Rising. I think a lot of Cam Rising running is Cam Rising, and the one thing that I've been impressed with Andy Ludwig is he's kind of tailored what the offense has done based on the abilities of the player. And if Zach's a guy that can sit in the pocket and make reads and make decisions and throw out of the pocket, amen, brother. All the more power to you. I mean, it certainly opens a lot of things up for the offense. And having the balance that Utah typically does with a good running game, and you know, there's some really good young running backs at Utah right now that will be there when Isaac Wilson is there. I think Isaac Wilson fits in great with what's actually happening at Utah.
Fair enough. I think that his skill set better fits what Aaron Roderick has done the past couple of years with Zach, his brother, and Jaron. But it'll be very interesting to see where Utah colors and how he fits into that group. I think you make a good point with the running attack. If they have great running backs during Wilson's tenure like they've had, then he'll probably be fine. But
right.
Interesting choice. It's going to be fascinating to watch it play out.
Listen to Matt Biamonte with
sounds
the old sour grape
sounds
situation.
A little sour grape.
Yeah,
right
you know
there.
It's fine, but that's the way.
This I hope that works out for you.
Sports are no good. Sports are no good if you don't have those kinds of feelings. So I'm interested too. I mean, the reality is, and we had a yesterday during our hypotheticals that we were doing. It was what are the odds? What are the odds that Zach Wilson starts at the Jets before Isaac Wilson starts at Utah? Again, and so that will be a fun kind of race to see how this thing happens. But Matt Biamonte, Cougar Sports Saturday, you can hear him, and Mitch Harper both, noon to 3 on KSL News Radio on the weekends. And, of course, he covers BYU for KSLSports.com and KSL News Radio. All right, Matt, thanks for hanging out with us, man. Have a great rest of your weekend cleaning stuff out of the garage.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.